Well, hello
and welcome to what is the second episode of At Home Alone, which has turned out to be a very appropriate title, and I did not predict any of this, and by this I mean the coronavirus. Well, welcome to the episode. Okay, so it has been almost a full year since the last episode, and I don't know what to say about that. I probably should have stuck to the podcast idea a bit more, but you know, once the school year started, I got a little caught up with all the homework, schoolwork, etc., and it kind of got left behind, but you know, I still want to do it. It's not like I don't want to do it. In fact, I talked to one of my friends, and he also wants to do it. He's across the entire country from me, but we're going to try and figure out a way that we can record it and maybe edit it. Hopefully, we can do it in one take so that editing can be minimized. And then we'll try and put that probably just up on this, like, account, like, on this podcast, because apparently people listened. So I guess I should continue creating. I mean, I really enjoy it, and thanks to whoever listened. And I have no idea why you did so. I also don't know how long you listened, so it's very probable that if you listen to this, you probably only listened to the first 2 minutes before he realized this kid is insane, does not know what he's talking about, and now I'm done listening. But either way, I mean, I guess I'm just going to give it another shot with another episode. So, well, a lot's happened since the last episode, a lot in my life and a lot in the world. Well, on top of everything, TikTok became popular. And I guess that can just be the first topic for today. And so TikTok kind of frustrates me sometimes because it has the most insane amount of drama. Like, YouTube never really had this much drama. Like, you could say Logan Paul was the most dramatic YouTuber. Sure, there were, like, some scandals, like, you know, some YouTuber said some stuff that wasn't appropriate, said some stuff they shouldn't have, PewDiePie. Either way, you know, but they were still at least churning out real content. That's all I have to say. I'm not defending them, but all I'm saying is at least YouTubers, at least they, like, put in real effort, at least what I think is effort, into their videos. Like, you know, you have to edit that to get millions of followers takes a long time. And it takes, you know, content that is watchable, at least, and can be appreciated by some sort of audience. But with TikTok, it's, dude, I don't even know what TikTok, like, it is, I appreciated Vine. Vine was funny. But TikTok is, like, worse, so much worse than, like, even Musical.ly. And I barely have any recollection of what Musical.ly even was. But with TikTok, for those of you who don't know, and I'm very surprised if you don't know what TikTok is, but if you don't know what it is, I guess it's just, I also have, this is going to go very poorly, but TikTok is an app where you can record yourself dancing to some music, or lip syncing and dancing to some music, and then post that. It's like Instagram, but with only 15, not even 15 second music videos. Like, and it's insane because, okay, so like how YouTube has, you know, like houses, in air quotes, houses, like FaZe Clan has a house. If you don't know, those are a bunch of gamers on YouTube. And then, you know, there was like the Team 10 house, which was also, they weren't gamers, but they were Jake Paul and his buddies were Team 10, and they had their own house. And then now, not only does TikTok have one house already, they have two houses. I know that one of them is called the Hype House. I don't even remember what the other one is called. But I don't understand it. How are people, it's 10-second music videos. And not even music videos. Like, it's literally, 10-second dance moves. And it's, I just don't understand the app itself. I've never downloaded it. I've only seen this information, on Snapchat or just other news articles that I've read up on. But these guys' drama is insane. People break up left and right. People cheat on each other left and right. And what? What? It's not even reality TV. And now apparently some TikTokers are going to get, could even be getting their own reality TV show. Explain that. No. Why? Dude, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, at least those guys, are kind of famous for something. At least their grandfather or their dad did or something like that. But, and they're actual celebrities, I would say. But the TikTok people are not. Dude, what kind of reality TV is that going to be? They literally are famous for their 15-second personalities. That's what they're known for. They dance for X amount of time, and then nobody has ever, there's no other long form. Oh, well, I guess some of them have YouTube accounts, or accounts, and I just don't understand why. It's just, it's frustrating. I can't even put into words how, not necessarily irritating, but it's just confusing. How are people, at least with Vine, right? There was some comedy to it. These guys literally, the songs, most of them, almost all of them, I'd say 99% of them don't even make the song. And then they dance to it and lip sync to it. And it's sometimes just one or the other, right? And sometimes it's not a song, but sometimes it's a sketch that plays in the background. But, the words pop up on the screen, and that makes it so much better. That's so confusing. How is that so famous? How do these people have millions of followers? I just don't understand what people watch. I just don't understand the attraction to this app. And I don't understand why they would even be getting their own reality TV show. But, to each their own. I'm not going to shit on people pointlessly, right? I'm just saying it's confusing to me. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. I'm not saying they shouldn't be famous. I'm just confused as to why they are. So, let's see what else. Well, I listened to the last episode, just before recording this. And man, that was interesting, to say the least. Well, one thing that's definitely different is I do not know where my lav mic is. So now I'm just kind of recording these on my headphones. So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to listen back to this one and see if the audio was good enough. And if it wasn't, I don't know, I'll try and figure out some other way of recording it that makes it better. I'll try and find my lav mic, but I'm not sure how that's going to go. But yeah, so it's been almost a full year since my last episode, and I'm very surprised people actually listened. No matter how you listened, how long you listened, I'm just still surprised that anyone did listen, because it's... I'm surprised as to how you even found the podcast in the first place. Because, the name wasn't anything, attention worthy. Well, okay, so the cover art, though, or the background art of the podcast, I don't know how to say it, but the profile art, I guess, or something like that. So that was very interesting. So what happened there, because it's a really cool design, at least I think so. What happened there is, I don't know how many of you guys have probably heard, but this like DJ, I guess, his name is Cloud Kid. And so he does remixes, and he makes, I'm pretty sure he makes some original beats and some original songs. But so he posted on Instagram, he posted this picture on Instagram, and he was like, oh, comment the emoji that looks most similar to this. And I commented an emoji that I found, and I have an Android, so I think some emojis, so I have like some emojis that iOS users don't have. Android is just better. Okay. It's better. Don't worry about that. Move on. So, where was I? Yeah. So I commented some emoji and that I thought looked like the drawing, right? And I've like entered some of these small giveaways, I guess, because he said he DM'd the image, like the file image, to whoever he thought was closest. And so I commented just some emoji that I thought worked, and like he replied, and he was like, oh yeah, that was his favorite or something. And then he DM'd that to me, and I was like, dude, this is actually really cool screensavers. But I didn't end up using it as my screensaver. I just saved it, and then I just uploaded it to the to Anchor, and then put it up as the background image of the podcast, because I thought, oh no, it's a cool design, and I had nothing else to use. At least I couldn't think of anything else to use, and I thought it was, again, a cool design, so might as well put it to good use somewhere, right? And now I feel bad for kind of even wasting it in the past, because in the sense that it's been a year, and people have seen it maybe once, and very few people have seen it, and I think like that design deserves more attention. That was a really stupid comment. But what's it? What else? What else? I started listening to a lot more podcasts. So I listened to Congratulations. But with Chris D'Elia, and I listened to Bill Burr's podcast. I listened to both his podcasts. I listen to a lot of comedians, because I think those are the most interesting podcasts. Because as much as I like to I think that's the most entertaining podcast, because the like This American Life I haven't listened to recently, only because I just have to find, I'm waiting for them to do some sort of news that I find interesting. But I did find this new, let me find it. I did find this new podcast by these, I think they're Boston based radio producers. And so it's called Endless Thread. I found it on Reddit, and they just started doing this new series, which is about MKUltra, CIA stuff, and like 60s and other interesting history of the CIA. And I am very excited to listen to that. The only reason I haven't yet is because I'm waiting so I can binge it, because I know once I start, I won't be able to stop. And then I also started listening to Kumail Nanjiani and his wife's new podcast called Staying In with Emily and Kumail. And I find that, and that's pretty entertaining. But yeah, back to the whole point of this topic was that, so I listened to Congratulations, and I realized that I'm not trying to boost my ego or anything, but I'm just saying that the way I talked and the way that podcast kind of went, where I was talking a little fast and then a lot, like a little, not necessarily irrational, but a little chaotic, I'd say. It reminded me a lot to Congratulations. And I don't know, I just find that very interesting, because at that time I hadn't listened to Congratulations. In fact, I didn't even know it existed. But because I wasn't, I don't know, at that time I didn't really listen to that many comedians. But now I've started,
reaching, not reaching out, but branching out and listening to a lot of other podcasts. And I find the ones with comedians definitely the most interesting just because they talk about everything. Like, they talk about their friendship, they talk about, you know, stories that they've been through. And I think those are a lot more relatable than these new stories that, you know, like This American Life digs up. Because first of all, during school, during the school year, I don't really listen to that many podcasts. I just use music to distract or to, you know, like when I'm working, I just listen to music, because podcasts would be too distracting because I feel like they require a little bit more attention than music does. So that's why I prefer to listen to podcasts more over the summer, at least when I'm at home alone, as the title suggests. But yeah, because they require a lot more presence of the mind, in a sense that you have to act. It's passive consumption, but you actually like have to pay attention to gain anything from it. But for music, you can just listen to it. And I think that's why I don't listen to podcasts throughout the school year, right? So I forgot where I was going with that. But I guess another connection I can make is that with Revisionist History, the Malcolm Gladwell podcast, I don't know if you guys even get 16 minutes into this episode. It's going badly. But with Malcolm Gladwell's podcast, Revisionist History, it's nice because he does it in like seasons. And the first episode usually comes out, you know, like near the beginning of summer, I think. And then it basically goes throughout the summer. It's like 10 episodes usually, I think. And it goes through summer. And that's nice because that's usually when I listen to my podcasts. And his podcast is one that I like. I wait for it like a TV show. I listen to it like as soon as it comes out, wait the whole week. It sucks, but you know, it's interesting because I like the way his voice is very nice, and I like the topics he chooses, because it's not just all news like a radio show, which is where I'm a little hesitant on This American Life still. But I'm not putting them down, because obviously those are hugely successful podcasts, but I just don't listen to them as much. Well, to talk about this whole coronavirus thing, well, that went down real fast. Downhill real fast. I mean, it was... I don't even want to really talk about it, just because I know everybody's experiencing their whole own thing, and I feel like we could even get more into this. Because, yeah, when I release the episode with my friend, I think it'll make more sense to get, you know, two perspectives on it as opposed to just mine. And then I'll probably talk with him about this. So we're going to move on. So I think the podcast with my friend, I think I'll probably record that. I'll try and record it. We will try and record it on Friday if we can work out how to record it. And then probably just release it the same day. And I think I'm actually going to try and stay consistent on doing podcasts now. I mean, whether you guys listen or not, I think it's a good way for me to brainstorm ideas. So Bill Burr, this is related, trust me, I'll connect this back. So Bill Burr, when Bert Kreischer, who is known as The Machine, who is a hilarious stand-up comedian, you should definitely check him out. He's got specials on Netflix and stuff. So Bill Burr told Bert Kreischer that Bert Kreischer was wondering, you know, he was asking advice on how to start a podcast and whether it should be, you know, alone or with a friend, or how it should be, like, should he have guests or what. So he was told, Bill Burr told him that it's better to do it by yourself because that'll help you work out your material and it'll help you, like, I guess in a sense, brainstorm. And so that's why I think it's better for me to, even if I'm going to record, even if I do it alone, it's still good for me because I'm still able to brainstorm, because I'm thinking of getting into stand-up when I get back to school in the fall, if school
starts in the fall because of the whole coronavirus thing. We'll see. Hopefully it does. Hopefully, I mean, I doubt it's not, I know it's not just going to blow over, but hopefully the situation gets better worldwide where we're all able to get back to our relatively normal lives. And I mean, all we can do is be patient really and just try our best, listen to the scientists and whatnot. As much conflicting information as may be out there, all we can try to do is understand as much of it as possible, I guess, if with whatever time we have to understand it, because I know some people are busy, you know, aren't able to take all the time they need to understand it. But regardless, I think it's important to protect ourselves. That's the first step you should take. And then, okay, so connecting this to the podcast I'm going to do with my friend, I think what I think I'm going to try to do is also to get better with just using this with using Anchor. I think I'm going to try to, and this is a little behind the scenes information, I guess, but I'm just going to say it anyways, because I'm already too deep to walk back out. So I think what I'm going to try to do is put an ad in and just see how it works. Like, I'll just toss it in at the end, so that, and I'll let you guys know before it plays, so that you don't have to listen to it. And because, again, I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing this because I enjoy talking, I guess, and it'll make it easier for me. It'll make it easier for me to brainstorm and talk to friends, and just publish stuff that I am, in a sense, proud of, or that I at least enjoy doing. And so I think I'll toss in an ad at the end of that podcast just to see how it works. And honestly, I'd appreciate any kind of feedback. I haven't really said anything about me. So I don't know how personal y'all want to get, but I mean, like I said in the last episode, I was starting my sophomore year, so now I just finished a couple days ago my sophomore year in college, and summer is now beginning. I'll be taking some summer courses. This is dumb. I will figure out a better way to say my name, but to like introduce myself. But my name is Vinamra, and I mean, if you want, you to give me some any kind of feedback, you can totally do it through Anchor, or if you want to just ignore this, you can also do that. What else? Wow, I'm already 23 minutes in. Well, I think I'll probably cut this off around 25, just because that was the length of my last ones as well. Even though I think the next episode is definitely going to be a lot longer, because once we get started talking about stuff, it's hard to stop, because we can just keep coming up with new topics. And speaking of which, another podcast that I thoroughly enjoy and that I listen to weekly is TMG, called Tiny Meat Gang. I think I mentioned it in the last episode. It's with Cody Ko and Noel Miller. Fantastic YouTubers, hilarious, both of them. And I think they make a perfect combination where they can like play off of each other very well. And that's the one thing I don't really like about doing it alone, where I have to come up with all the ideas. But again, that's one thing that's useful in like improv and stand-up. Speaking of improv, I started doing improv just this past semester at my college, at our local, like, I guess, improv troupe. I got, like, there was an audition process and I got in, and I was very nervous when they called me after like the auditions. So I auditioned with my friend, and my friend, he'd done improv I think for 2 years, he said, at his high school. And so I was like, bro, you want to do this? Like, this sounds so much fun. Let's give it a shot. So both of us auditioned, and along with a lot of other people. I think there were a total of 10 people who auditioned. And three got in, and it was me and then two kids. So since I was like a sophomore, and then there were two kids who were freshmen, who were like exactly a year below me. So, by the way, if you guys don't know, sophomore is second year in college. and freshman at first is first year in college, for those of you who might not know the terms, just to clarify. So, yeah, I got in, and then two kids who were freshmen got in. So, obviously, that means my friend didn't. And, dude, I felt so terrible because I got the call first, and he was right next to me when I got the call. And they were like, oh, you got in. I was like, yeah, that's amazing. They're like, okay, we'll see your, like, practice in a couple days. I'm like, okay, cool. And then, like, 2 minutes later, he got the call. And then he was like, and I saw his face, like, change. It wasn't pale or whatever, right? But his face changed to where you could see that he didn't get in. And then he was like, oh, that's okay, I understand. So, like, his words also said that he didn't get in. So it sucked, but I think I'm going to try and convince him to get in this upcoming fall. And that'll be, hopefully he tries out, because I think he has a better shot this time. And I think I'm going to try and continue this podcast at least into the fall, because I think I can do it with my friends. I can do it by myself. And I can do it with my friends that go, like, my roommates in college as well. So I think that'll be very interesting. So, well, thanks again for listening to this episode. If you got all the way to the end, appreciate that. If you got this far, you might as well leave some feedback. But again, you don't have to. Totally up to you. I'll keep figuring it out as I go along this process. And for those of you who were anxious or waited for the second episode, I guess I'm sorry for waiting a whole year. But then again, I appreciate your patience. And let's keep it going, I guess. That was very cheesy. I'm not saying that again. Hopefully it's a little entertaining. If it's funny, that's what I'm going for. If it's informative, I'm totally down with that as well. As long as it's positive, as long as it leaves some positive impact, that's all I'm really going for, I guess. So once again, thanks for listening. See you in the next episode. So even if I don't record with my friend, I'll try and record one myself this weekend. Regardless, see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode 2 of At Home Alone.